French police identified gunmen in magazine office massacre. Pro-democracy lawmakers walk out of Hong Kong Parliament. I'm Ray Cugill reporting from Washington. French officials say police have now identified the three suspected gunmen in Wednesday's mass murder at the Paris office of a satirical magazine. Two of the alleged shooters are brothers who are French citizens, ages 34 and 32. The third suspect is an 18-year-old student. His nationality is not yet clear. The three allegedly killed 12 people at the office of Charlie Hebdo, a weekly satirical magazine known for cartoons that occasionally mock Muslim extremism. Gunmen burst into the building during an editorial meeting. Witnesses report hearing the masked gunmen shouting, "God is great," in Arabic as they entered the newsroom, but say they also spoke fluent French. Two police officers are among those killed. French President François Hollande declared Thursday a national day of mourning. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed solidarity with the French nation and decried the actions of the attackers.
Today's murders are part of a larger confrontation. Not between civilizations, no, but between civilization itself and those who are opposed to a civilized world.
Security officials say a car bomb exploded outside a police academy in Yemen's capital Sana'a, killing at least 30 people and wounded 40 others. No claim of responsibility. The World Health Organization says the Ebola death toll is now 8,235 people around the world. That is since the current outbreak began in West Africa. The United Nations agency says, among all the countries affected, the worst still is Sierra Leone. This is VOA News. Oil giant Royal Dutch Shell agreed to pay more than $83 million in a settlement to a fishing community in southern Nigeria because of two oil spills in 2008. Shell will pay about $3,200 to each of more than 15,000 people, along with another $30 million to the community of Bodo in the oil-rich Niger Delta region. Indonesian search and rescue teams have found the tail section of AirAsia Flight 8501, which crashed in the Java Sea December 28th. Ron Corbin reports.
The confirmed sighting of the tail section was made by divers as well as an unmanned underwater vehicle early Wednesday. The sighting came a day after recovery search teams extended the search area amid rough seas and murky waters from monsoon storms that continued to hamper efforts to pinpoint the jet's wreckage. Speaking at a news conference in Jakarta, the head of Indonesia's search and rescue agency, Henry Bambang Siliosto, confirmed the discovery of the tail section with images from the aircraft. Siliosto said the images of the tail sections were clearly visible. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
The AirAsia flight had 162 people aboard when it crashed off the coast of Borneo. No survivors were found, and the bodies of less than 40 victims have been recovered. Pro-democracy lawmakers in Hong Kong raised yellow umbrellas, a symbol of the territory's occupied movement, and walked out of a parliamentary session Wednesday when Chief Secretary Carrie Lam said the government was sticking with a proposal to pre-screen candidates for the city's election in 2017. The walkout Wednesday signaled support for protests that crippled the city last year after the plan was introduced. The plan would subject would-be candidates to pre-screening by a committee that opponents say is biased towards Beijing. The UN Refugee Agency reports conflicts forced 5.5 million people to flee their homes during the first 6 months of 2014. Lisa Schlein has details from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards tells VOA that Syrians for the first time have become the largest refugee population, bumping Afghans who have held that position for more than three decades.
Syria has really been the war that's changed everything. Almost 10 million refugees and internally displaced people as of mid-2014. Those numbers are still rising.
The UNHCR notes the 2.7 million Afghan refugees worldwide remain the largest protracted refugee population under its care. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Ukraine says three of its soldiers have been killed in attacks by Russia-backed separatists over the last 24 hours. I'm Ray Cugill in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.